Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Health Blast Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher of Alternative Medicine and Wellness Radio. It is going to be a great year, 2015. We are going to have several of our guests who are inspirational, telling their stories, sharing a lot of their tips about how to live a holistic life and love it. We all have all kinds of challenges these days, and we say we'll try things. We don't get the greatest results, or sometimes it's just mediocre. But we're going to learn to love a holistic life. Isn't that great? We're going to learn that it's great to get up in the morning. It's fabulous if it rains, and it's absolutely incredible that we have these challenges and all of the things we can learn from that. And isn't life just a roller coaster? So thank you so much for joining us. Please check us out on Health Blast Radio on Facebook, and also Health Blast 2015 on Twitter. Also our website, drjeanettegallagher.com, for more information. We also have a women over the age of 50 group starting February 1st, which will be sharing a lot of information about how to help us and ourselves. As we are women, we are also caregivers. We are also part of this world that will be bringing more compassion and empathy towards others. Please do join, and please do check it out on our website, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. And now, back to the show. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show, Alternative Medicine and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today on Sedona Talk Radio and Blog Talk Radio, and we are also archived on iTunes. It is such a great day we are having today in January. We are in the midst of Health Blast 2015, and every Sunday I like to talk about inspiration, and I really think that Sunday is a great day for reflection. You know, if I'm almost 60 myself, and if we can remember, that's the day we used to always go to church if you were Catholic or other religions. Some religions, they went on Saturdays and some went on Fridays, but it was always at the end of the week. It was always time to look back and pay attention to what was going on in life. And I really think we've lost that. You know, the 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, cell phones and emails and computers and television, it's all crazy stuff, you know? So I really want to focus on every Sunday in the month of January. Well, actually, from Christmas Eve until the end of January, we will be having Alan Klein every single Sunday as a pre-recorded show, and that is what you'll be listening to today. So it's a pleasure to be able to talk about this. Today we will be talking about Alan's book, Inspiration for a Lifetime, Words of Wisdom, Delight, and Possibility. And I think the book is really great because it's something you set on the side of your bed or your dresser or, you know, maybe on your couch, or, hey, you know, if you're going through some really tough challenges, it's something you put in your purse or your briefcase. You pull it out, you open up to a page, whatever page you're on is always meant to be. Read one or two lines, say, you know what, it's going to be okay. And I think all of Alan's books are about the idea of it's going to be okay. Because you know what, you really don't have any choice. Everybody seems to think that, you know, we can worry about it, we can try to fix it, we can try to do this, that, or the other, and we could seek all of these alternatives and solutions and remedies. When it really comes down to it, you know, you got to get up the next day. You're there for the next day, so you know, just move on, people. You know, let's let some of this label stuff go, and really that's about our inspiration for Sundays. So, Alan, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
It is great being here. And, you know, you mentioned carrying the book in your purse, keep it by your bedside. What about in your bathroom? I mean,
yes.
Sometimes I get most inspired in the bathroom.
Oh, goodness gracious. You're going to have to start putting these in plastic, you know. We got kids that come in the bathroom and everything. You know, and don't you think that definitely, you know, we've really missed out on the end of the week as a reflection time or paying attention time or even, you know, any sense of ourselves? I think we're so misconstrued these days, we don't even know who we are or where we're going.
Right, and that's why I think that the weekend is a great time to just stop, take a breath. Yeah. You know, whatever happened that week, just let that go if it's stressful. and just enjoy the weekend. I think we should enjoy every day, not only the weekend. But if you've had a difficult week, maybe a little quiet time is most beneficial.
I call your books TLC for the soul, and I really think that that's so important because, you know, you can just open it up and whatever's there, even if you have two or three books on the counter, you just pick up whatever. Don't even pay attention. Just open it up and you'll be able to see something there. And
you know, that's the way I actually like to recommend my books. So in front of me, I have Inspiration for a Lifetime, as you say we're talking about, and I just opened it up to see, there's three quotes on this page. Would you like me to read one by Bette Midler, Friedrich Nietzsche, or Cavett Robert?
Pick one.
Okay, how about Bette Midler?
Terrific.
And this is all about as the section in Life and Living. She said, "I didn't belong as a kid, and that always bothered me. If only I'd known that one day my differences would be an asset, that my early life would have been much richer." So look at that. We think, you know, we have all these flaws, all of the, you know, maybe she thought she's not that good looking or she can't sing well or whatever. And we all have little things, you know, about ourselves that we think are not great. And here's Bette Midler telling us that could be an asset for us. Those differences are our greatest asset.
I think we come into this life, or at least let's say in this time frame in the world, where in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and possibly the 80s, people who were born then grew up knowing that you really had to try to fit in and be, quote, like other people. And now in the year 2010 on past, we're now learning that, no, you have to learn how to be, quote, an individual. And that has been a real concept that's been an eye-opener. I don't think we would have had that conversation about, you know, being unique and being yourself in the 1970s. It'd be like, no way, Jose, you have to look like everybody else. You have to belong to something. You know, that was the high time of the cults and all of the other, you know, rock and roll and all that other stuff. And, you know, Est and, you know, Woodstock. Everybody wanted to be like everybody else. Nobody wanted to be an individual.
I learned that lesson early on when I was starting to do my programs that I've been doing over 20 years on therapeutic humor, that I was not like the stand-up comedians. I didn't use curse words. I didn't hit the audience over the head. I had more of a gentle approach to humor and showing people how to get more humor in their own life. And I thought when I started to do this, I really had a passion to do this work. But when I started to do it, I thought, oh, Alan, maybe you shouldn't be doing this. You don't do, you know, like stand-up comedy. You can't even remember jokes well. And then in my workshops, I would get back, you know, the feedback for the day because I was doing all-day workshops at the time. And one day, several people wrote, "We love your gentle kind of humor. It helps us identify with ours. It gives us permission to look at our laughter, when we laugh and when we don't." And I realized I had a gift, that I wasn't like everyone else. I wasn't like a stand-up comedian. And so I realized what I was a humor educator. And basically want to show you how to get more laughter and humor and joy in your life. And once I realized that, it's like everything clicked. The right audiences would hire me. The audience loved what I was doing. And I was totally different than what you'd imagine somebody in the comedy world or the laughter world being.
Right. And, you know, that's so vitally important because we have to remember, too, our time will come, you know. So if we might be fitting in now, we might not be fitting in later and vice versa. It you don't know. The world is changing so much. It's just really to find importance in yourself. And
I think a lot of people are struggling
with that.
Yeah. When you say don't know, I mean, if you told me.
Yeah.
Years ago, that I would be an author of 20 books, that I would be a professional speaker, that I would be speaking to audiences as big as 1,500 people, I would say you are totally nuts, that because I almost failed speech in college. I hated raising my hand. I hated saying anything in front of a group. And so if you told me you're going to be a professional speaker, you're going to make your living speaking, I would go, you are nuts. You are terribly nuts, you know. But then I had the passion to share my information about therapeutic humor and how it helped me get through my life and a major crisis in my life. And I just, you know, I was still nervous, but I got up and I had to share what I learned with the audience. And so that helped me really get over that fear. And it was really a gift that I identified and did not ignore. I think one of my little quibbles about people is we all have special gifts, and some people just don't use them. And, you know, I say they're God-given gifts, but, you know, I don't know what other people believe in, but you have some kind of gift, whatever it is. And I was, you know, I'd ask your audience, are they sharing that gift? Now, it could be just a gift of, you know, being a great mom and cooking great meals for your family or loving your family. It doesn't have to be world-changing, but for those people in your life that you do share that gift with, you are changing their world. So it is a major thing you're doing. But just, I really encourage people to share whatever gift they were given.
What I think, though, is that a lot of people, when we say gifts, they're expecting this big, grand thing that, you know, I'm going to write on my tombstone, I changed this, I developed this, I invented this. And when they find things in their own mind and in their own heart that are important to them, they don't give it any credence anymore, because it's always sure as anything have somebody that's going to say, oh, that's already done, oh, that's stupid, oh, that doesn't make any sense, I don't get it, blah, blah, blah. So there's a whole lot of naysayers out there, and I think really is move yourself away from them. And I think also, I just opened the book to a page, and it says, death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss is what dies inside us while we live, and that's Norman Cousins. And that's so true, because, you know, we just, if you could just look at it each day and say, you know what, that was really cool, you know, I did that, or this was great. My daughter is the greatest thing, you know, she, and I didn't realize this. And she says to me, what was your peak and what was your pit? And I said, what? And she's going to bed at night. And she says, what was the peak of your day and what was the pit of your day?
Right.
Like, what
Love
was
it.
The good thing and what was the not good thing? It was like, it was, the pit could be, gosh, I had to go out and shovel my car out of the snow. And the peak could be, hey, you know, I worked today and I helped save somebody. So, you know, you got to look at it each day instead of thinking so much in these grander terms. And I think we'll really have a whole lot more appreciation for ourselves, don't you think?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, you talked about naysayers, and that is so true. Mm-hmm. Like when I was writing my first book, The Healing Power of Humor, people were saying, you know, you're not going to be able to get it published. And once it's published, at that time, there are 40,000 books a year published. It will never sell. It, you know, it just on and on. And now the book is in 40th printing and 9th foreign language. And you know, you can't listen to those people. I have a great lesson that I learned about that. When I lived in New York City, I would walk my dog every day. And I'd meet this woman down the block. She'd be outside standing by her gate. She didn't have a dog. She'd just be standing there. And she'd stop me and she'd tell me all about the robberies, the rapes, the fires, the, you know, whatever bad happened in the neighborhood, she would tell me. And I was a little dense at the time, but I realized, hey, I don't have to walk my dog in that direction. I could cross the street or go around the corner and walk the other way. It took me a while to realize that, but to get, I used to call her the voice of doom. And I realized I can get the voice of doom out of my life, whether it's that woman on the street or somebody, you know, that I live near or work with, or, you know, just avoid those people because they will just bring you down. They will not inspire you. So get those people out of your life.
You know, and that's absolutely important too. But also be able to sometimes say, it's okay, I got where you're coming from, and then just move on for yourself, you know? Because
right.
we have to realize that everybody's where they are. And that's, you know, it's such a hard thing to say, you know, everybody's got to be the same as everyone else. And we always think that, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know,
and I probably, if I met that woman today, after the third time of hearing her say stuff, I'd probably start to laugh because
yeah.
it was so outrageous and so so weird that that's all she would focus on.
Yeah, and that's probably just all that was in front of her. And I think that's why your books are so great, because it puts something else in front of you so that you'll say, you know, hey, my day might be that, but, hey, look at this. I just read this. Isn't this cool? Or something like
right.
that.
And what are you filling your mind with? You know, and these the reason I love writing these books is, you know, sometimes, particularly in this busy world today, people sometimes don't have time to sit down and read, you know, a 200-page
mm-hmm.
book, but this one you could just open, and here's your little inspiration for the day. I just found a quote here as I opened the book by Buddha, who
mm-hmm.
said, if we could see the miracle of a single flower clearly, our whole life would change.
And I just opened it. I just opened it to, nothing erases unpleasant thoughts more effectively than conscious concentration on pleasant ones, Hans Selye. So, you know, those both are so important to be able to say, wow, I hear it, I might understand it, but, you know, let's just focus on it and think about it, maybe even for the week till next Sunday, you know.
Right.
Maybe your thoughts might change in how you look at life.
But just for the day, imagine if,
right.
you know, you went to work this morning, however you got there, your car, the bus, the train, you're walking, and look for those miracles that are all around us. You know, it just sometimes things really amaze me. You know, I travel a lot, and just a plane getting off the ground still amazes me. How many tons is that plane? And I was just reading that I think it's the A380, holds almost
uh-huh.
500 people. And all of a sudden, that's on the ground, and the next moment, it's in the air, you know.
Crazy.
I know. You know. So it's all a miracle.
You have another section in the book. It's about friends and family, and I open the book, and it says, God gives us our relatives. Thank God we can choose our friends, by Ethel Mumford. And that's so true because, you know, sometimes those people that know you best, or we think, that are your relatives, maybe might not be the best for you in your different moments and your different times in your life and your different decades. So, you know, it's great to have friends that can also, you know, just be what I call your wings to help you just move through each day, and those people that do support you. They could
right.
be your family, they could be your friends, or they could be one or the other.
Right, right. And, I mean, I have a lot of friends now we call family. You know, and they're friends. They're not blood relatives. And there's some blood relatives I hardly ever speak to because they're so negative about stuff. So, you know, you get to pick and choose.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, just have the freedom to be able to pick and choose, too, is absolutely great, you know.
Now, if you're married to one, I don't know. I
yeah,
think you might have
that,
a little more work to do.
yeah, but you know, it can always be done.
Oh, yeah.
And then in your book, you have a section that's called Success and Failure, and it says, fall 7 times, stand up 8. It's a Japanese saying. And I know we would always hear in our close-knit family, we would hear, yeah, and, you know, we'd say, oh, well, if you fall down, just stand up. And I'd go, yeah, so what? That's what you got legs for. And walk on, you know, and it's sort of like, let them learn that they do have that ability. It's an innate ability. You were given legs. You were given the ability to stand up. It's okay. Just keep going.
You know, one of the big things I think for me is that no matter what the situation, I don't care what the situation, you have a choice.
Right.
It's your, what we call attitude. It's your choice. How are you going to look at that situation? So I see people at the airport and they get so bent out of shape because their plane is late or their plane is canceled.
Yeah.
And I'm always thinking, wait a minute, yeah, that's true, but I have a choice here, number one. I can go have a nice meal because I know the plane's going to be delayed 3 hours. I can just sit and watch the interesting humanity pass by. I could sit and read. I could do email. I could call somebody. You know, I have all these choices. I don't have to get upset. I can't control it anyhow. You know,
yeah.
So I might as well enjoy the moment. And I think that is so important that the way we live our life is every moment we are choosing. And we can choose to be positive or we can choose to be negative. And the reason I love writing these books because I think it helps people when they see such inspirational words. It helps them be more positive and realize that they could say, wait a minute, just stop. I'm not going to get into this. I'm not going to be stressed out by this. I'm going to look perhaps for a quote here or one they remembered or, you know, wrote down and remember to lighten up.
And in your book, you have several sections. I mean, you could find a quote for almost any time or event in your life. This book, particularly Inspiration for a Lifetime, it has quotes on age, and aging, and anger, change, challenge, life, men and money. Oh, yeah, okay. Diet, exercise, health and healing, you know. But you also touch on divorce and dating and, you know, work weary. And so many people are just saying, you know, this world is just tearing me down. And it's like, okay, you know, so what? You know, I love this phrase, so what? You know what I mean? Because it actually challenges them to have to be able to defend that statement of, you know, the world tearing me down. So what? What does that mean, you know? And
yeah,
if they
I
have
don't know
to
if
defend
you,
it.
Yeah, I don't know if you took or remember the EST training.
Yes, I took that. Yes, I did.
Oh, well, do you remember? There was a saying, so what about what so?
Mm-hmm.
So what about what so? A really simple phrase, but
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way life is. And there are things, yeah, if you want to change the world, go work for it. But there are things that you just can't change. You know, you're stuck on the highway in traffic. You just got to wait till the traffic moves or take another road. You know, so what about what so? Well, what's, I'm sorry, what's so about, no, which way is it now?
Oh, I forget. That was too long ago, Alan. That was in
so
the
what, 1980s. It's so what about what's so. In other words, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, and that's so true because you will have people say, you know, I'm so worried about, and I'll say, okay, how long have you been worrying about this? Oh, I've been worrying about it. Like, let's say they get a diagnosis. I've been worrying about it since you called me or I came to the appointment. That could be days, weeks, and months. And it's like, okay, you've taken all of that time in your life. Let's add it all up. And that's how much time you have, quote, worried. Now, has today changed at all from that day? And they're like, no. So you've taken all that time and lost that time.
And all that energy, yes.
And I think what's so important to say is that time ticks away. I always say to my kids, tick tock, tick tock. You know, when they're complaining about something, it's tick tock, you know, because it's moving on. Just you can't spend that time doing that.
And the other thing I've been realizing these days is I'm very grateful for a lot of things in my life. But when I looked at that, it was a lot. I'm grateful for a lot of good stuff, of course. But then I realized it's wonderful, I think, and maybe even more important to be grateful for the not so good stuff. Because that's the time I think we learn the best. Somehow we're human beings are put together where we try to push away the not good stuff. And often what I found is we need to be hit over the head sometimes because we don't wake up, we don't see how maybe that not so great stuff is a lesson for us. Maybe to be more loving, to be kinder, to be more compassionate, whatever the lesson is. But it often comes out stronger through the not-so-great stuff. So I'm doing a practice these days where I am grateful for the things that don't work so well in my life because I realize those are so valuable.
Absolutely, because, you know, the time just is so short. We don't realize how quickly things pass by, you know.
I know. Here's almost, I don't know when this is going to air, but here's almost another year gone.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. You know,
yeah,
and you have
yeah.
a great chapter in your book about the worry warts, you know?
Mm.
And what you, there's one I opened it up to, and it says, worry often gives a small thing a big shadow. And it's a Swedish saying, and I think that's so important. Just don't give your energy to everything. Just let things go. And you know, as we've said with your books, you know, this is why I believe that they should be on a Sunday, is because it is time to look back or to glance back or pay attention. How wonderful was last week or how not so wonderful was it? And what can you do just for this moment today, you know, just
right.
in this moment? You could change every single second.
Here's another great quote. This is by a very prolific author named Anonymous. Have you noticed Anonymous has written volumes?
Right, that's true.
They said, or whoever Anonymous is, worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its joy.
Yes.
Just what you were saying. When you're worrying, you're using your energy that could be used for joy, for happiness.
Yep. And I think, you know, the book is so full of little thoughts that you could say, oh, this is so funny, oh, that's so inspirational, or oh, that sounds like me, and maybe I should think a little differently. So there's definitely something for everyone in this book, you know, and there are many, many, many pages of many
I love
quotes.
My closing last quote in the book is by that from Mad Magazine, Alfred E. Newman.
Yes.
What me worry?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, if nothing else, if someone is a worrywart, one of the ways to stop that is to remember this quote, what me worry, or put a picture of Alfred E. Newman where they could see it a lot with this quote under it. Just asking, you know, that question when you start to get in that worry spiral might be very useful.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's 230 pages in this book. The book is Inspiration for a Lifetime, Words of Wisdom, Delight, and Possibility by Alan Klein. And I would really encourage everyone to check out the book. I really find that it's a great asset to, as we've said, put on your side table, put by your bed, and as Alan has said, definitely put it in the bathroom. But of course, you know, it's a great gift too. You know, you can give to your, let's say if somebody's really going through a life event, it could be divorce or money issues or a health concern, or you know, at any time of life, it's really something to be able to just have that says, you know, it'll be okay, because there's 230 pages here with about 4 to 5 on each page. Let me tell you, you'll never read them all, but maybe you will, but maybe you could just pick out what's important to you. And Alan, I think it's a wonderful start for a Sunday. What do you think?
Listen, since you're giving PR to the book, of course I think it's a great idea.
Well, so we've so buzzed through this half hour, Alan. We've come to the end. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It is an inspiration for me to be here chatting with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. If you'd like more information about Alan Klein, please do check out his website on the bottom of today's show page. You can click on there and go directly to his website page, find out more information about this book, which is Inspiration for a Lifetime, Words of Wisdom, Delight, and Possibility. He also has many, many, many other books there that Alan has written, and you'll be able to pick out something different, maybe for another family member, or maybe for yourself, or maybe something that you say, you know, I think I'd really love to read that. So please do check out his website. And thank you so much for joining us today. We are in the midst of Health Blast 2015. Please do check out my website, which is drjeanettegallagher.com, where we will be posting a lot of these authors. We'll also a private membership group there about health and wellness. 2015, our program is called Rockin' the Holistic Life After the Age of 50. Please do sign up to become a member. We would love to have you, because there'll be a whole lot of information on how be able to take the life you have, the moments you have, and just get the absolute best out of it. Because you know what? As we've said throughout the show, TikTok, time is moving on. It's not going to stop. So thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure. Please do check us out on Sedona Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and iTunes, and post a comment, and please share via social media. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. It has been a pleasure to be with you, and we hope you found more information that will be able to make your life just a little bit easier. You know, it's not an easy trip all the time in this life, and sometimes we say, you know, if I could just maybe hear it from somebody else, or maybe hear that someone else's story might be similar to mine, or maybe just gain a few extra tips to make my journey a little bit easier. Please join us on Health Blast Radio every day for the year 2015, where we will be having so many different practitioners, all kinds of authors, just regular people like you and I, having a casual conversation about a different topic almost every day. Check out our website for more information on the Women Over Age 50 group. It is drjeanettegallagher.com. You can always just Google my name, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and you will find out so much more information about upcoming radio shows, about other websites I have, other programs we are currently doing. And if you just need help, please pick any of the websites, any of the links, and send me a private message. Thank you so much for joining us today on Health Blast Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure, and please, just in the morning, before you reach for that cell phone or the television remote or even your glasses, open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for another day. It's been a pleasure. And have a great day.